Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
You like to gamble.
I do.
Story here from the USA Today. A gambler hit nearly 400 jackpots in less than one day.
No.
At the luckiest casino in the United States, walking out with more than $1.8 million in winnings.
Come on, how does that even happen?
The man's success took place at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Tampa.
Okay.
One of the largest casinos in the nation. It occurred on Tuesday of this week. The guest, who is identified only as Mayor O, M-A-H-E-R, Mayor O,
okay,
won multiple times on July 25th, playing several slot machines. Sorry, the news was released on Tuesday. In all, officials reported the guest hit 389 jackpots in a 24-hour period and won $1.827 million.
And just kept going. Like, after I won my first jackpot, I'd be like, all right, we're out of here.
It is considered one of the most impressive one-day runs in the property's history. He won $170,000 on the Locket Link, $99,000 on the Panda Magic Dragon Link.
Okay.
$258,000 on the Golden Century Dragon Link. Why are they all links?
I don't know.
I don't gamble. Scott, I don't know what this means.
I know it wasn't my mother. I would be very happy because she loves to gamble. She loves her little Buffalo game. And I've said to her before when she goes to those casinos down in Biloxi, what is the point? I don't understand of the Buffalo game. And do you know what she says to me every single time?
What's that?
I don't know. She goes, you just need Buffaloes. She literally sits there and sometimes it's the penny slot and sometimes it's 50 cent, whatever. And she cannot tell you what the goal is of the slot machine. She just keeps pushing that button, and when you get buffaloes, you win.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yes.
When you say a penny slot, do you really bet one penny?
No, because it's a penny, and then you do the max bet, which is five pennies, and then you do 50 times. You know what I mean? Like, they lure you in by, like, it's only a penny, but then somehow you leave, and you're $200 lighter.
You're betting 50 cents.
Right.
Okay, got it. All right. Drug maker Eli Lilly says its oral daily GLP-1 pill may offer similar weight loss results as the weekly GLP-1 shots. This is just coming out today. Eli Lilly, the maker of Mounjaro and Zepbound, said today that the company's new, I can't pronounce the word, pill can offer up to an average of 27 pounds of weight loss, according to results from the first of two of its phase three trials that included more than 3,100 overweight or obese adults. So
okay,
instead of getting the shots every week, which are very expensive, I don't know if this is going to be any cheaper, you could go to a daily pill, a GLP-1 pill from Eli Lilly to help you lose weight.
Good.
This GLP-1 stuff,
it does a lot. It does.
It may be a miracle drug.
It does a lot.
It helps people with depression. It helps people with addiction. It helps people lose weight. I'm not on it. I'm not advocating. Listen, if you're tuning in for medical advice on this program, you tuned into the wrong radio station.
You will pry it out of my cold, dead hands.
But, you know, and maybe somewhere down the road, we're going to find out that this was the devil's medicine and it was awful and blah, blah, blah. But all right, you want to talk about this. Major League Baseball is calling up its first woman to umpire in major leagues. Her name is Jen Powell, P-A-W-O-L, Powell. She's going to work games this weekend between the Miami Marlins and the Atlanta Braves.
Yep.
She's going to work the bases in Saturday's doubleheader at Truist Park, and she will be behind the plate on Sunday between the Marlins and the Braves.
Fierce. I love her, and I want there to be documentaries done about her and also the first NFL referee, although there are more than one of those now.
Powell, who is a 48-year-old from New Jersey, did work spring training games in 2024 and also this year.
She began her athletic career, by the way, as an all-state softball and soccer player for three seasons. She attended Hofstra on a softball scholarship. She was a three-time all-conference pick and was a member of the USA Baseball Women's National Baseball Team back in 2001. Has a master's degree. I cannot wait.
Okay.
As an umpire in the National Collegiate Athletic Association softball arena from 2010 to 2016, she went on from there, attended an MLB umpire tryout camp in 2015, and was subsequently invited to the Umpire Training Academy, then offered a job at the Gulf Coast League in 2016. I have talked about this with Johnny so often because he was an official for 30 years in a bunch of sports. And the path to get there, to be an umpire at that level, whether we're talking about NFL
you're not
or
saying Johnny
or MLB.
Was at that level.
No. He did high school and some predominantly high school. But the path to get there is extremely difficult. And so I think this is a much bigger deal, Scott, and I'm not saying you don't think it's a big deal. I think it's
a big deal, but I think that glass ceiling's already been broken.
Not in baseball until now.
No, but I mean,
it's 2025.
It's been almost 30 years since the NBA first had a female referee on the court.
He was telling me the other day, and look this up, they keep statistics because we watch the Royals games all the time, and I'm fascinated by this. They keep these statistics on everything with respect to the umpires, okay? And one of the things he said was, like, they rank them. You have a rank as an MLB guy, okay?
I believe that.
And so anytime you're like, this umpire sucks, you can look up their rank. And even on one of the Royals games the other night, it was saying that one of the umpires, you know, when they're saying, well, that was clearly a ball and they called it a strike, whatever, was in the lower bottom third of all umpires with respect to missed calls. So I said, well, why don't they just get fired or rotated out? He said, because if you look at the umpires that are not in Major League Baseball and their percentages,
right, they're worse.
They're even worse. Right. He said, honestly, they all do a really, really good job at that level because they're all so good at what they do. Even the worst, even the umpire that you think is blind in both eyes is better than any other umpire out there. So she has to be incredible to have attained this.
They're not going to bring up the first woman umpire if she sucks. Because it would ruin it. They're bringing up the best of the best because they want her to shine.
You also know the stamina you have to have to be out there for, and a lot of these umpires do multiple games a day, not in the MLB.
I don't know why on a hot day like today they can't wear shorts.
I'm surprised more of them don't pass out. Honestly,
can you imagine being behind home plate
in Arizona for the Diamondbacks?
Well, they play indoors. That's okay. But in Kansas City, on a late August day where it's 105 degrees and with the humidity, it's 110.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
And you're wearing dark. By the way, you're wearing.
Plus behind home plate, all of the padding.
Right. You're wearing wool, gray, looks like it's from 1977 Starsky and Hutch pants. All the padding and your shirt is what color? Black.
Yep. She says, for me personally, I just love doing the job. I'm passionate about it. It's part of who I am. MLB maintains 76 full-time staff umpires and uses fill-ins on crews for openings due to injury or vacation. Anyone in baseball will tell you, she says, you've got to keep it simple. Keep working hard, put your all into it, and then get ready for the next game. That's all I think about every day, she says. Get better before tomorrow.
You know, this thought just crossed my mind. Umpiring is kind of like being in radio. Everybody thinks it's really easy.
Until you do it.
Until you have to do it. That's right.
And listen to the parents behind you. And you know what I mean?
Not like, the parents.
Well, I mean,
imagine being in a
college,
major league stadium.
Yes, but in college and in, you know, you have to tune all of that out and just do your job.
Mm-hmm. Let the haters hate.
And I also want to know, like, what do you think if we start going to an electronic monitoring system of balls and strikes?
I hate it.
What does that do? We still, you know, there isn't a microchip even in a football yet, but they are now saying we're not going to have those ding-a-ling orange things anymore, which I always thought was an archaic ding-a-ling thing to do.
The chain gang?
They're going to go to a more electronic system, but then it still has to be spotted. So I feel like the last couple of years, are we going to lose the human element of sports?
Yes.
I hope not.
Leave good enough alone. I mean, we already have you're allowed a certain number of replays.
Okay.
It has to be the pitcher or the catcher or the batter in Major League Baseball who can call for the replay. If you're wrong, you lose your replay. If you're right, you maintain it. Okay, fine. Enough. We'll let you creep into the territory that far.
Because don't you admit if it's a call at the base, okay, it's a call at the base, and they replay it. Don't we all watch those slow-mo replays 19 times? Like, oh, I think he tagged the runner. I think he got him. And then you listen to Hudler and Ryan.
Did they try to get a piece of cheese past a captain?
Yeah, you don't ever try to get a piece of cheese past a hungry captain.
Mm-mm.
I do like the drama of that when you're watching it and you're like, not sure they got that one right. But it's technology creeping into the human element of the game.
But exactly right.
Yeah.
That's what makes the game human. That's what makes it fun to watch. Because there is the possibility, no matter how good your team is, no matter how well executed the play is, one person is going to see it wrong and change the game. And that human element makes it worth watching.
But does the human element deserve to really the outcome of the game? That's where I wonder on the last play of the game or on the line at the Super Bowl, should the human element be that much of a factor in determining the outcome of the game, except with the Royals and St. Louis during that World Series?
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best.
From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's because Brandon Abernathy. I detect a bit of Ed Sheeran in there.
A little bit.
A little Keith Urban. That's good stuff. Nice job, Chris. Story here from NBC News. The soldier accused of opening fire yesterday at his army base in Georgia, wounding five people, apparently had endured relentless bullying. Not that this is an excuse. Over his stutter almost as soon as he joined the military.
Oh.
According to former coworkers, Sergeant Cornelius Radford, 28 years old, was picked on during the roughly 2 months in 2018 he spent at the Army's Advanced Individual Training School in Virginia, according to two people who served with him there. So Sergeant Cameron Barrett, who became friends with Sergeant Radford, he got bullied a lot. It was very bad, to the point where he would barely ever talk.
Oh, okay.
Now, you almost felt sorry for him.
Not okay. Not okay what he did. But I'm telling you, in 14 years on this program, this topic has never come up. We have all been around someone, whether it's in a professional capacity, you're just out, maybe you know someone who suffers from stuttering. It's one in 100 Americans.
Is it one in 100? Many?
I worked with someone years ago. And this person happened to be a twin. And one of them had normal speech pattern. And the other one had an almost debilitating stutter, Scott.
You're right. It's one in 100.
Where it would, you know, I'm not going to mimic it. But, you know, he just had so much trouble getting the words out. I think that is a heartbreaking condition. And once you go into adulthood, I wonder if that's something that you've got to catch between age 2 and 6 or something, and why it occurs. And then once you have that, do you have to intervene really early? I'd love to talk to our speech pathologist about this. Do you have to intervene really early?
Can you fix it?
Because I think so. People get bullied for all kinds of things, okay? Wait, my God, think about it. But stuttering is oh gosh, yes. Stuttering is such a, you really can't go through life mute. And I think anxiety probably makes it worse. Then you have anxiety about your stutter and then it's a cycle.
Yeah, I honestly can say that I have never bullied, as far as I can recall, any human being in my entire life. We've gassed on each other, you, me, and Sam, over the years that we've been together. But that's not bullying because we're goofing on each other.
Oh,
we
do it
because we love each other. And nobody leaves thinking, oh my God, they really meant that. We make fun of each other and it's just for fun. But I can remember, I think it would have been in middle school, and I felt so sorry for this kid. And he was cross-eyed. And I remember being in the lunchroom.
So sad.
I remember being in the lunchroom, and there were some jerks going, hey, yeah, let's say his name is Tommy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, which way are you looking, buddy? Are you looking at me or are you looking at Bill?
Awful.
And I'm just like, oh, come on, man. Leave the kid alone.
Like he doesn't know going to school already.
And there's nothing he can do about it.
And there's nothing he can do about it.
Or you had the students with the really, really thick glasses because they were so, their eyesight was so bad. And people would mock them and make fun of them. I don't get it.
We've seen this with public speaking. What was it, the King's Speech? Remember the King's Speech won all kinds of Academy Awards about him trying to overcome his speech issues. And yes, it was a rare glimpse into what that must be like and feel like.
Let's go to Ashley in Parkville. Ashley, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. My oldest has dealt with this ever since he could talk. He was actually happy when COVID hit because then he wouldn't have to talk to other people at school anymore. It is horribly difficult. Kids do make fun of people and adults do make fun of people because it's just socially acceptable. I don't know why it's not okay. What he's had to do is slow down his thought patterns. He said that for him, it's like his mouth can't keep up with his brain. His brain's moving too fast for his mouth to get the words out quick enough.
Can it be cured?
It can be, but it's through very diligent work and psychological work that goes with it. It takes a long time. He's also got autism and ADHD. So with those two other components, he's had to work very, very hard. He still, even after they went back to school, he would still wear his mask so that other kids would just stay away from him and he wouldn't have to talk.
Oh, Ashley, that breaks my heart.
How old is he?
It's horrible. He's 19 now, and he does not have these problems as much. He's gotten over a lot of the social anxieties through a lot of very, very hard work and a lot of advocates for him, being around him and telling him, you know, these things are okay, and having other kids around him. Like one of the newscasters in town, his daughter went to school with my son, and she actually was one of the biggest advocates for him and was
Ashley, thank you for the call. There is an American Institute for Stuttering, and they raise so much money every year to help people be able to afford like the therapy that it must take, cognitive, behavioral, all of that stuff, and work at trying to do that. And 1 year, like 10 years ago, President Biden made a surprise visit to their gala.
Who stutters himself.
Who stutters himself and said, and this is a quote, "Stuttering is the only thing that good people think it's still okay to laugh about."
Hmm. Interesting thought. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So there is a report from NBC News that the soldier, and this is not an excuse at all. We're just trying to paint a broader picture of what happened.
They said pretty early on it was workplace violence.
Yes.
This was workplace, despite the fact it happened on a base, workplace violence.
Work. My dad went to work every day for 24 years wearing camouflage. That was his work. But that this... Sergeant Bradford, I believe his last name is, I don't have the story in front of me anymore, was horribly bullied in the military because he had a very pronounced stutter. That does not excuse what happened. By the way, six soldiers this morning, those who tackled and subdued him, were awarded the Meritorious Service Medal.
Yeah.
For those of you who are not familiar with the service, the MSM, Meritorious Service Medal, is the non-combat equivalent of the Bronze Star.
Okay.
It is a very high award medal. Let's go to Patty in Raytown. Patty, hello.
Hello. I just wanted to comment. My father had a stuttering problem growing up, and he had teachers that when he stuttered, they would wrap his knuckles with one of those sticks they used to have, you know? And as an adult, he didn't stutter. I don't know if, you know, that process worked. It scared him to death or what. But anyway, I thought that was totally wrong.
I hate hearing those stories, Patty, but you know that's how they did it back then. It's awful.
I know. They got away with it in those days.
They wrapped his knuckles because he stuttered?
Right. Yeah. Whenever he stuttered, you know, this teacher wrapped his knuckles with one of those. They used to have a stick or something, you know.
Well, they used to wrap knuckles on people who were left-handed.
I remember being told when I was growing up, my ankles, and they still do, they turn in like this, Scott. Instead of like having complete, they just always have. And I remember someone telling me when I was little, if you don't stop that, We're gonna make you wear leg braces.
Who told you that?
I remember just people would comment about like, why are you walking like that? Like my ankle, they just barely turned in like this.
Okay.
They always have. It's just the way I walk. I don't know why I walk that way. But when
people walk with their feet pointed out.
When we were little, if you had anything that was deemed quote not normal, it was like you better knock that off, or you know, like. Hitting someone with a speech impediment. In what world does that make it better? It's not going to solve the issue. And now that child is going to have trust issues the rest of their life. I'm telling you, people always say, oh my gosh, the 50s and 60s were so great. Were they? Are we sure about that?
Tell that to somebody who was black.
Yeah. We sure about that? Or women or, yeah.
And this is not a political.
It was a simpler time. You could also legally beat your wife back then. I don't think it was a better time. I think it's easier to look back with rose-colored glasses.
Yes, it is. And I'm telling you right now, this is not a political statement. But it drives me crazy when I hear people say something to the tune of, "Well, I wish America could just get back to what it once was." When? Point to when that time was. And I'm not saying that we are not the greatest nation in the history of the world. We are. But you tell me when is. Is it the 40s? Because we were
at war.
We were at war. We were sending, and thanks for their bravery, but tens of thousands of our own men to their deaths to fight the most evil thing that's ever lived on this planet. Was it the 50s? Sure was, if you were a white man moving into a little brand new 3-bedroom house in Roland Park that just got built. Was it the 60s? Not if you were black.
I have interviewed so many women who, with my legacy recordings I used to do, who would say they never realized, Scott, why their mother was either so depressed, because we didn't talk about depression back then, or why she was distant, like all of those things, until they became mothers and realized that back in the 40s or 50s, do you know how many of those women suffered miscarriages?
Oh, sure.
And then were just expected to come back home that night and have dinner on the table. And one woman told me, milk the cows the next morning. The farm just doesn't stop because you've lost a child. Like life just, like we just, and I'm not saying we didn't know better. It was a different time.
It was what it was.
But there were certain things that you just look back and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. No time is ever perfect. I mean, people from our generation tend to look back on the 80s and think, oh, the 80s. The 80s were awesome. The 80s were awesome. The 80s were kind of awesome.
Not during the AIDS epidemic.
But it was a time of the AIDS epidemic, the crack epidemic. It was a time of horrible, selfish greed. I mean, you can look at any time in American history
and say, man, we could have done that better. Or, we should have done that
or
better.
Or it was great, but man, we could have fixed a few things. We could have really fixed a few things. Every decade is like that. You can't point to one decade and say, that's when America was at its best. Because there were a certain number of people that were being persecuted for reasons that were not their own fault. Like, I don't know, the color of their skin. Or their gender.
Or their sexual orientation in the 80s.
Yes, that is correct. 913-586-7798. Do we have a bear sighting in Topeka?
I've looked at the photo. Have you seen it?
I have seen the photograph.
I don't think it's a bear.
I even watched the report. Photos circulating online recently of people speculating what kind of an animal was just spotted near Topeka. It was a picture taken by a Shawnee Heights resident. Is Shawnee Heights a part of Topeka or is it a suburb?
Yeah.
Okay.
School district.
On Saturday in their driveway, and it has quickly gained attention after Google Images told them that it was likely a black bear cub. However, the bear expert at the Topeka Zoo said the chances of it being a black bear are, quote, almost zero. I'm leaning more towards coyote, said Tracy Henderson with the Topeka Zoo. I could see more understandably by the Colorado border, but I would say in Topeka, absolutely not.
There's also a photo going around, and the person who took the photo said, I don't know what this is. I've never seen anything like it. It looks like an emaciated bear. And someone thought from Parks and Wildlife that it was actually a really sick, mangy, non-striped, near-death raccoon.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. So
does someone need a hug? Don't go near it.
don't you dare.
Do not go near it.
Don't you dare go near it. A Florida congressman, Corey Mills, is facing allegations from an ex-girlfriend that he threatened to release sexually explicit images and videos of her following the end of their relationship, according to a police report obtained by ABC News. Lindsay Langston, who was a 2024 Miss U.S. winner, filed a police report on July 14th alleging that Congressman Mills threatened to release the videos of her after their breakup earlier this year, and that Congressman Mills threatened to harm any future partner she might have.
Good God.
In response, Mills said in a statement to ABC News, these claims are false.
Okay. The Tulsa Police Department says charges have finally been filed against a Claremore man accused of recording under a woman's skirt 11 times at Hobby Lobby in Tulsa last year. They have this caught on tape. Kendrick Oakley apparently entered the store around 3 p.m. and according to the affidavit says that security at the store watched him follow a woman around. He was using his cell phone to record her when she was not looking. Now, I would say this 11 times. He's been charged with 11 counts of peeping Tom with a cell phone.
Peeping Tom is the actual charge?
That is the actual charge there. Because remember here when, you know, a couple years ago when this was going on.
Invasion of your privacy.
It was like invasion of privacy. There has to be totally separate, sexually motivated charges and laws to deal with these people. And there's no way it's the first time he's done this, by the way. I don't believe it. I don't think you just wake up one day and go, God, I feel like going to Hobby Lobby and following a random woman around and trying to grab images with my cell phone up her skirt.
Most of the women I see at Hobby Lobby are more mature. they are.
It is possible. The more mature woman inside the... I don't know, Scott. I don't want to crawl into the mind of a weirdo that does this behavior.
I see a lot of stunning 24-year-olds at Hobby Lobby. I see women my age and mature like you.
Mm-hmm. They caught him. He's okay. Now dubbed the Hobby Lobby Peeping Tom.
She apparently didn't catch
the dig. I'm just ignoring it. I did hear it.
Okay.
He did this 11 times, by the way, in 16 minutes. 11 times... In 16 minutes.
He's aggressive.
Dude, I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to paint with a really broad brush here. If there's a dude following me anywhere inside of a Hobby Lobby, my radar goes up. Cannot go to Hobby Lobby.
Okay, because I do go to Hobby Lobby from time to
For
time.
For what?
Framing. House decor.
Rephrase.
I have bought house decor.
If you are actively roaming around me at Hobby Lobby and you're not going straight back to that framing aisle, my radar's up.
I've bought maybe a book or two at Hobby Lobby. It was religious in nature.
Okay. They do have that religious book section up front.
Yes, they do.
With like Sharpies.
That's correct.
What else is up there? It's weird stuff. Like
they have some candy.
Some candy. There's
because when you get your Jesus on, you might as well get your fat on.
It's the aisle for the mature Hobby Lobby shopper.
Yeah, that is correct.
Next to the signs that say "Live, Laugh, Love,"
they have a lot of those. I bought a little wooden thing. It just has a very nice drawing of the letter P for parks
or perv. If you were this guy,
well, for pervert. Photo.
What were you doing, sir, buying a P? What's the P stand for?
Pervert. 913-586-7798. Sad news today. Kelly Clarkson's former husband and the father of her two children has died following a 3-year battle with cancer, according to his representative. He was only 48 years old. Quoting here, it is with great sadness that we share the news that Brandon Blackstock has passed away, they said in a statement. Brandon bravely battled cancer for more than 3 years. He passed away peacefully, surrounded by family. We thank you for your thoughts and prayers. Ask everyone to respect our privacy. Clarkson had announced on Wednesday that she was postponing the rest of her studio session concerts in Las Vegas to support her family.
They had two young children together.
Yeah, divorced in March of 2022. She still lives in New York City where she has a daily talk show. Did you say it was melanoma?
Melanoma is what I read, yes.
His dad was once married to Reba McEntire.
Yeah, he was the stepson, I believe, of Reba McEntire. Huh. Sad, terribly sad story. And of course, she's going to take off because they had two small children together. Did you hear a dog died today in Overland Park, Scott, after starting a fire? The dog started a fire reaching for treats on the stovetop. The Overland Park Fire Department says a dog died this morning after it set a fire while jumping up like dogs do and reaching for treats that were on top of the stove. The paw hits the knob.
Oh.
The knob turns the burner on. The burner catches the treats on fire. Firefighters were called around 10 a.m. It was the 8200 block of Hadley. First crews on the scene reported smoke coming from the attic of the single-story home. Firefighters got there. Within 15 minutes, the fire was out. Sadly, the dog did not survive. A couple of other dogs did. Two adults and one child are displaced. And fire officials are reminding you, don't leave flammable items on the stovetop. But how many of us do, Scott? And not if, no, wait.
Not me.
If I had a gas stove. Or the old kind of stove that like our grandparents had with the coil burners, the burners, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would be a lot less likely to leave stuff up there. But because right now, until our gas stove is installed, we have just the flat stovetop.
It's just great?
Electric, right?
Yes.
I have from time to time stored stuff up there.
Oh my.
Now, if it was a coil burner, I wouldn't. If it was a gas stove, I wouldn't.
Why would you store anything?
Because visually, it doesn't seem as... I almost guarantee you when the dog started this fire, it was one of those flat stovetops. I've put fruit up there. I know I shouldn't.
Oh, my God. I don't put anything. You know me.
I know.
I'm a maniac about that stuff. There is no chance there's anything even remotely close to the top of my stove.
I know.
Because you know what that thing does? It gets really, really hot.
Yeah.
You know what happens when things get really, really hot?
Yep.
They catch on fire. And you know what you come home to? No home.
I thought that the newer stoves had some sort of mechanism in place where you have to do two things at the same time.
Negative.
To turn it on so that, because this is not the first time a dog has started a fire with a stove. It happens all the time. They jump up there. Like, let's say you have a big lab or a German Shepherd. They jump up there because they smell something. And the paw hits just the wrong way, the burner turns on.
That's fine, but guess what? As long as you don't put anything on the stove,
I know.
Nothing catches on fire.
I know.
You come home and you're like, damn, the stove's on. Let's let the stove on. News with Dan Weinbaum is coming your way in just a few minutes. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Chris Minders. Good to see you again, young man. It's been a minute. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.